One of the factors that we have known for a long time, Gary Baker, is that WJR, the radio station, is a heritage radio station in the sense that people have listened for generations.
That's right.
To this.
Yeah, my parents used to listen, and that's why I listen. Right?
Exactly.
And my kids, well, they don't listen to the radio, but when they do, they listen to WJR.
And that brings me to the point that our radio station here, WJR, is also a place where a lot of our older listeners are tuned in.
Right. The demographic is older, a little more affluent, right?
Right, and they've been listening.
Old people. Not only.
But they've been listening. And one of the things that I love about this is that radio breaks the isolation.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a friend to people for many, many years. Well, Jenny and I received AARP, we're AARP members, and we have received their magazine for a long time. And I saw an article under their Let's Talk column. It came out of their January 2017 issue. It was by Eric Schneiderwind, who is the president, national president, and also national volunteer spokesperson for AARP. And we're delighted to have Mr. Schneiderwind with us on WJR. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
You are, as a matter of fact, no stranger to Michigan. You were the president, as I understand, of AARP here in our state of Michigan.
That's right. I was born and raised in Dearborn and then became president of state AARP about 2006. So I have a long time association and love the state.
Great.
The article, by the way, that you wrote calls Fighting Isolation with Kindness and Tech.
I just love that
headline. And what was it that moved you to focus your attention this way on this headline?
What we found out is that probably the fastest growing type of household in the country is households consisting of just one person mm-hmm. who typically is an older person who may have lost a spouse or for other reasons after they retired, they're alone. And unfortunately, we have found out that about 20% of those people are isolated, in fact.
Yes.
Most mm-hmm. technically, they don't have a lot of social contact or physical contact, and that is causing very severe health problems, both
mm-hmm.
the type of behavior problems, depression, things like that, but also physical problems, higher blood pressure, chronic diseases, higher rates of mortality. So this is a big problem that's growing. And it prompted the article because there are things that we can do to help people with
mm-hmm.
this problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the prescription in my article is there are really two things involved. Certainly, kindness involves reaching out to people, helping them with friendships, social contacts,
mm-hmm.
Enabling them to maintain friendships that they may have had and let lapse, getting out and doing things and meeting people. But the other part of it that may be somewhat unique to the older demographic is that often they are not as familiar with the new electronic means or social media means of staying in touch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And on the one hand, it's a problem. On the other hand, it's an opportunity. The problem part is that many of them need to learn how to deal with these new devices, iPads and iPhones
mm-hmm.
and things, to get in touch. But the opportunity is that once they do and they experience the benefits of something like a Facebook, which all of a sudden lets them keep very
mm-hmm.
close touch with their friends, their
mm-hmm.
family, this is a partial antidote to that isolation.
Eric, when I was talking to people that have stopped using technology, and I said, so why are you doing that? And they said, well, it's really complicated. I can't remember things about the computer anymore. And my computer's old and it's really slow. And I'm not going to upgrade because I can't keep up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, have you tried to get like an iPad or an
yes.
Android pad? And they said, no. And I said, well, it's really easy. And blah, blah, blah. And so I help them. And they get it, and they go, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. I can actually use this, right? And I said,
absolutely.
The new technology is really an enabler.
Yes.
I am a success story in the sense that I learned to use these devices you know, I'd been at work and used my desktop computer, and then when I came home, I thought, oh, I'm out of it now, but I am using these. And we've got some good news for people in Michigan, and that is that all of our state offices are having tech workshops.
Yes.
I'd like to promote a free AARP tech workshop in the metro area. It's going to be in Ferndale, Michigan, April 4th.
Okay,
great. From 10 a.m. to 5:30 at the Jerry Kulik Community Center in Ferndale. And that will have an intro to the iPad, basics of iPad, privacy and sharing on Facebook, and then staying safe online, in other words, avoiding some of the scams and other things. And so this is a workshop that is free. AARP is running it. But if you go to a website we've got, there are ones around the country, and there'll be more in Michigan if you go to aarptech.org, where AARP is really making an investment of time and effort to help people get up to speed with tech as a means of combating isolation.
This is what, but Jerry, this is what it locked me in when I saw the article. I thought, this is great, because, Gary, for now, this matter of fact, this coming week, we're going to be stepping into
19th anniversary, so we'll start our 20th year.
And we've been doing it for all those years. Ed Rudello's with us in studio here, and Ed is, he's one of those young, actually, they're the young whippersnappers who are here. But really, our goal often is helping people who will get on the air. Our, the listeners will call in and say, I'm 80-something years old, and start to apologize. And we say, don't apologize. Don't apologize. You're doing the right thing. You're asking the questions.
And we had two last hour that were to have been, you know, over 70, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what I love is that our program has worked for such a long time to do this kind of thing. Matter of fact, we had some folks from Michigan's AARP on a while back talking about your tech workshops. That's T-E-K.
Yeah.
And what Eric has just told us about is you can go to a website, aarptech.org, and you can find out more details. But you've got one coming up April the 4th in Ferndale, and we're going to be sure to publicize that as heavily as we possibly can.
You know, and there's another resource that we have just started up in December, and it's another site called connecttoeffect.org.
That's, ooh, I like the name.
C-O-N-N-E-C-T number 2 AFFECT.org. Now, that site is even, I think, you know, for a lot of folks, maybe even more helpful, because it not only talks about the resources, the tech resources, but gives you some simple tips on how to get connected, what issues you face, how to get some more help, organizations in your community that might offer training, and agency area agencies for aging offices that do have training in addition to ours.
Well,
so
and
this is a good resource.
Mm-hmm. I really love that, because not only do they get that training, but they get that training with other people going through the training with them, probably from their community, maybe even very close to them. This may help. They may be able to help each other after the seminars.
What I find interesting, Eric, is that a lot of the complaints of parents, for instance, is how the devices are isolating people. The exact opposite seems to be the case with the elderly. Now, with folks, you know, I'm 70, and folks my age and older.
Who, not all of us are 70.
But. No. As I say, these are the young whippersnappers that are here. But, I mean, it really, in many ways, it's a way of plugging us into these other conversations that are going on. You mentioned Facebook for people.
Yeah.
I think that's why the older generation loves it, because it allows them to stay in connection.
Right. And with a little bit of help, they can get it.
And, you know, another approach that we've got, which I really love, is we have and are developing mentoring programs where young people mentor older people.
That I love.
We should talk about that when we come back.
And what you get from that is not only the transfer of the knowledge about technical issues, but let's be honest, you know, when you have that cross-generational contact, I think learn.
Exactly. They don't both do. Eric, we're going to take a quick break for commercials. And when we come back, I want to talk specifically about that mentoring program, because I agree with you wholeheartedly. The best seems to rub off on both directions. Back in just a moment. Welcome back to hour number two of the Internet Advisor. Delighted to have with us Eric Schneiderwind, who is the president of AARP nationally. and also a national spokesperson for their volunteer outreaches. We've been talking about a whole bunch of things that are going on, and I want to get to talk about a mentoring program. But Ed, during the break, you were saying that in your own family, you've had using the devices to connect your father in particular.
Yeah, right. My father, over the years, has had various laptops and has always had difficulties with the Windows platform. And we've tried tablets in the past. And but yeah, he really has taken to the iPad. And not only does it occupy some of his time playing the games, but he's tied into social media now with Facebook, and right. The other seniors in the area that he's at are introducing him to apps and mapping programs.
See, that's fascinating. There's just so many rich resources, and Eric, I think that's what we're doing today is kind of cataloging those things with you and running through them. You mentioned when we broke. There are some great things coming in. We will highlight these things on our homepage as well, internetadvisor.net, so that as we're getting close to this April the 4th date, there's going to be a free tech workshop put on by AARP in Ferndale, Michigan. That's in suburban Detroit, but it's centrally located. It's going to be free. It'll be a great program. Make sure that you keep in touch with us, and we'll give you all the details we can ahead of that. There's also a website called aarptech.org, and another one is connect2effect.org. Now, we were talking just before the break about a mentoring program where you're going to be connecting AARP, the younger folks, with the older folks. Tell us about that.
Well, we are piloting around the country a program which takes younger folks and matches them up with older people who need help, you know, becoming literate with the social media, network kind of things, using the hardware. And we're finding that the young people, first of all, certainly can train the older people, but they also form friendships and relationships and learn a lot from talking with the older people. And the older people enjoy and learn a lot from the younger people. So that's the kind of thing that really helps break that isolation, which is the root problem we're trying to deal with.
Yep.
You know what?
Intergenerational contact is just wonderful to stop isolation.
Mm-hmm. You know, we found that the young people can certainly teach their older relatives and older people about the technology.
Yes.
But it's the older people that, you know, can teach the younger people about how to use common sense and mm-hmm. about what to believe on the net and what not to believe what not to click on. And so we found that it's really helpful to both generations.
Now, we've got people listening to us right now, I'm sure, you know, like Ed, who's got a parent we've heard about all these resources here. How do people get in touch with this mentoring kind of program and maybe plug somebody from their family into it or find a way of promoting it themselves?
I would start with the connect2effect.org because that not only gives you a catalog of resources in your community, which obviously would vary, but it also has a place on the site for you to provide information or ask questions. And if you wanted to start that kind of a program, you could be placed in there as a resource. So
Ooh.
I think it's a two-way street. And if you've got some new program or you want to find out what is going on in your community, it's a good resource. And it's very practical. And the thing I love about AARP is, you know, we're here to help you. We're not here to sell you stuff. We're not here to take advantage.
Yep.
We're here to help you.
I do love that about AARP. I agree with you. Matter of fact, there's a video when you go to Connect to Effect. One of the first things there is a video that they have about social isolation and breaking that. And
yes.
then a lot of other information that's very important as well.
Yeah. And we want people to know, too. I mean, I need to also mention other things. Social isolation is an issue. Diet, just have a sensible diet. Try exercise. You don't have to be a hero. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete. Get out there and try to walk or move around about half hour a day. And you know, if all of us do those things, our lives will be far healthier. We're going to feel mentally a lot happier. And they're easy things that we all can do. So we want to take a practical approach. Isolation is a threat to health. But some of these other things are concerns as well. And with simple, logical, common sense steps, we can all lead a better life.
Mm-hmm. Ed, you were going to say something?
I'm just, this is ringing home so much. My father, who my mother just passed away recently, how he says he's so lonely now. Luckily, yeah. I have 8 siblings, so we have a lot of kids that can go visit him, then a bunch in the area, but it is very hard for seniors, and for someone that was always active and had someone to talk to.
Especially because, I'm going to say at our age, I'm 70,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
At this age, and your dad's older than that, you know, you have physical things that challenge you.
Yeah.
You know, a back issue that you didn't have when you were, let's say, 10, 15 years younger, right, that makes it difficult to get out and to walk and go.
Motivation is a big thing. And to be motivated on that, to look forward to someone that you're going to be visiting you because you're going for that tech lesson or someone's, you know, motivation is everything.
Eric,
and to get motivated by younger generation is very easy.
Yeah, by the way, there's an interesting tool that you have on the connecttoeffect.org site, and that is a tool where people can take a survey about whether I'm at risk or not. That is very revealing.
Yeah, I think people, you lose perspective, and I frankly, I can sympathize with your father because I lost my spouse 4 years ago.
Mm.
You know, and for a while you get in that trench or that bunker where you can't see very clearly, but something like this survey, if you took it, will tell you, hey, you know, you do have a problem. The first step is to admit it and then get some help. You'll have children, you'll have friends, and that's the first step to getting out there and really building the new life that you need to build. You just have to.
And what I love is that you folks at AARP are such a wonderful resource. And there's a lot of teasing about people getting to the age of AARP. I don't know, Gary, if you've gotten to it yet where get your own AARP card.
I don't have a card.
You know what? We all regret that first time we get it in the mail.
Yeah,
We all jokingly say, oh, no. But
what I love about it is the resources that it gives all of us to be far more connected. You know, not to, as you said, bunker, that word is so powerful because there is an emotional bunker that people climb into, I think, especially after the loss of a spouse you've been married to for a long time. That has got to be so difficult. And this gives you the tools to climb out.
Yeah, if you can go on a site every day and see your children and most fun of all, your grandchildren, and see pictures and communicate with them, and FaceTime with them. I mean, you know what a difference FaceTime is making, at least in my life? I can see my little granddaughter, you know, once a week, and we can make faces at each other. And silly.
They love it for that, too, don't they?
You know, and all your jokes become new again.
Yeah, I didn't realize how funny I was, you know, talking to a two-year-old.
Yeah, my parents always said that if they had known that the grandchildren were going to be this much fun, they would have had them first.
Yeah, that's the number one grandparent joke that comes about.
Oh, is it?
It is. By the way, Eric Schneiderwind is our guest here, national president of AARP, but also somebody very familiar with the state of Michigan.
So I have to ask Eric. We had we were kibitzing about autonomous vehicles. And, I can't wait for them not because I need them right now, although I'm going to at some point. But boy, would it be nice not to drive next to the distracted driver if they were an autonomous vehicle. But it is going to be maybe a real life lifesaver for older people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that I'm not sure what the future holds in terms of having no involvement and not even a steering wheel. But I can tell you this, you know, the next car I get is going to have those warning features where, blindside warning, other things, so that I know, even if I'm at the wheel, it's going to be wonderful to know that I won't, by just taking my eye off the wheel, maybe turn into somebody or somebody coming from a blind spot, I'll get a warning. So a lot of that, you know, I don't have to have full autonomy, but these features that make it safer when you're in the car at the wheel are just a big
See,
problem.
I already have a device called my wife.
Yeah,
who does that for me. Look out.
Yeah, and my mother-in-law has my wife, but it is
you're
tough.
Right.
And
you're right.
Tesla has said 3 to 6 months they'll have a fully autonomous vehicle on the road. Ford has said 4 years. I don't think Ford's going to take 4 years if Tesla really does come out this next year.
Eric, I'm wondering, will AARP become a force in, you know, pushing for the, not pushing for this, not so much as encouraging the development of this? Because it certainly sounds like an autonomous vehicle would be something that a senior population would greatly value. I could see the value immediately right now for that kind of thing.
You know, I'm pretty sure we won't take a role in terms of pushing the time frames or that sort of framework issue. I think down the road, some questions are certainly bound to arise about insurance rates, for instance. Do you get a break or not?
Yeah, exactly.
It should go down, right? They're safer.
And Eric, you should have that insight to be able to share as well. We've run out of time, but Eric Schneiderwind, thank you so much for being with us on the Internet Advisor.